Is this thing on for a third time? All right, my friends, we are so happy to have you back here. I missed our class over the past month, and I cannot wait for you to share what you learned about your park. But before we do that, looking back, doing some reflection, what do you remember about this unit that you particularly enjoyed?
What I enjoyed was I remember making a national park on Minecraft, and it was the Everglades.
Oh, the Everglades?
Yeah, we made the Everglades, but we ended up like building it, and then we ended up kind of like leaving it.
Right, and then you didn't finish. Well, it was like an indoor recess activity, right? And we worked together as a class, which was nice. But then you said that the swamp kind of took over and the water. Oh, well. Oh, no. Alina, what did you remember loving during this unit?
I remembered doing the blanket challenge.
Ooh, in your cabin?
Yeah, we had to flip over the blanket while still staying on it and not trying to touch the ground.
Ooh, and you guys had to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And you were successful?
Yeah.
I liked it. Ariella?
My favorite part was building the 3D bison.
Aw, I love it. Did you take it home?
Yeah.
Aw, maybe I can get your mom to send me a picture. I want to see that. All right. Good morning. We're so happy to be back. Miss Fergali here on our fourth grade class podcast, Pick Your Perfect Park, a national park podcast according to kids. It has been like a month away and we have missed having this time together, but I am glad on this super rainy, you might hear some thunder, day, we are together with three awesome fourth graders to hear about the national park that they were researching. Like I said, I miss Fergali. We miss Miss Robertson today, but we have with us today.
Hi, I'm Miss Hanks.
All right, so let's get to it. I'm going to let you all introduce yourselves first, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you are?
My name is Gray.
Hi, I'm Alina.
I'm Ariella.
Yes, and we are so happy to hear about a new national park. So let's get to it. All right, Gray, what is the name of your park?
Park's name is Kenai Fjords.
Kenai Fjords National Park. Awesome.
Ariella, when and how was this park founded?
It was founded in 1980 to preserve the fjord and its rainforest ecosystems.
Ooh. All right. And where is this? Ooh, a little ominous. All right. Alina, where is the park located?
It is located on peninsula in Alaska.
Wonderful. And you know, so a rainforest in Alaska, which is not often what we think, right? So this makes it pretty unique. And so, speaking of unique things, what kinds of plants are found at your park?
We have evergreens, ferns, and moss.
Wonderful.
Ariella, what kind of animals are in Kenai Fjords?
They are sea otters, orcas, killer whales, humpback whales, gray whales, and harbor seals. Mm.
Lots Ooh. Of whales.
Sure. All right. Alina, what are some natural features of your park?
There's glaciers, icebergs, ice fields, mountains, and coastal fjords.
Ariella, so today here where we are, it's raining. What is the weather and climate in Kenai Fjords?
The weather is usually cloudy and snowy, and the temperature ranges is usually around like 35 degrees.
Mm. All right, so a lot colder than where we are.
Yes.
Okay. So what, Gray, is the main problem at your national park?
Our main problem is global warming.
Okay. Alina, how long would it take to get to your park from where we are in Roswell, Georgia?
It will take 3,813 miles. 7 miles and 62 hours to drive there.
I don't think I'm going to drive there.
Never.
I think I'm going to, you're never, I mean, I guess you could turn it into
it
like
would
a.
Take 2.5 days.
2 days.
2.5 days. But you could, I mean, I think it might take longer than that, man. That'd be like someone.
No, it'll like 2 days, 14 hours.
Of straight driving.
Yeah.
I'm not driving for that long straight. I mean, I guess you could turn it into an adventure, right? Anything can be an adventure. But I'm probably not going to do that.
Not everything.
Yeah, not everything. So once we get there, Ariella, what are we going to do there?
You can do boat toys, kayaking, camping, and fishing.
Wonderful. All right. Gray, why would someone want to visit your park?
Because it's like a winter wonderland.
Like a winter wonderland. All right. And Alina, anything else we want to share about why someone should visit there? What makes it unique?
It looks cool, and it has a cool view, and there's mountains, and you can go on a cruise there.
You can go on a cruise. Wonderful. Ariella, would you like to go there?
Yeah.
Because?
I like the cold, and it's very cold in Alaska, and there's a lot of snow.
Wonderful. Well, I thank you guys so much for sharing all about your park today. All right. We'll be back next week with another park. Until then, everyone have a wonderful weekend.
Bye. Bye.